Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. And welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. It's your host, George, and...
Gracie!
Wait, we're both wearing yellow. I just realized that.
This is electric green, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oops. From here, it looks...
I'm, like, washed out.
It's all right. Sometimes, no, I was showing my family a video on the TV a few days ago from my phone, and it looks so much more washed out on the TV than it did like on my phone.
Yeah, that happens.
It's probably like that. Yeah. It's been a while. It's been a week, but I feel like that's a long time. So we do have a lot to discuss. So much has been like coming out between Will Smith and Jada Pinkett and Britney Spears' new memoir that's coming out. There's so much to talk about.
We have a Taylor and Travis update.
Yes, that's too wild.
Discuss.
But I guess let's just first get into like our life updates. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Well, I've been having a rough one.
Okay. I could literally say the same.
I'm so sad.
Why?
And I'm so emotional, and I just don't want to be around anymore.
Allegedly.
I don't know. I'm just not feeling myself. So, of course, my psychiatrist has increased my antidepressant, and we stopped the mood stabilizer because it wasn't helping.
Okay.
It was doing more harm than good.
Yes.
And yeah.
Okay. I honestly could totally say the same. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like I've just been so anxious lately. I mean, especially like with everything going on in the world, and just like my anxiety has been off the roof. And I know when it's bad, when like I start thinking people hate me. So I'm like, okay, this is when you need to reel it in.
I think everyone hates me all the time. Everyone's mad at me.
No,
I think Adam is mad at me right now.
Now, why do you think Adam's mad at you?
I don't know. I haven't done anything, so I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. See, that's how I am. I'm like, no, they're mad at me. I just don't know why. Like, if like a friend of mine, like I thought he like deleted me off of social media, and I'm like, oh my effing G-. I can't tell you on here. I'll let you know outside.
Leave it out.
I don't even know. No, actually, you won't even know him. Actually. We were friends, a long time ago. I'll just tell you after, it's fine. And I was like, oh my god, he deleted me. Like, something happened. But now I'm thinking, like, I also think logically, I'm like, he might have just gotten a new social, like, a new Instagram, so that's probably why. And now I'm like, do I add him or not? It's so weird. But my anxiety just goes through the roof. I'm like, everyone hates me. Everyone's mad at me. Something's going on. So that's it. I don't know what's going on. But
no, I'm with you on that. I'm really feeling that. I'm really like, I'm just having like a tough time at work too, and like that's not really helping. And like, I keep getting sick. Like my immune, like I was sick this week. I was sick 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's not going well for me at all.
That is another thing. I think with the weather changing, and it sucks because right now is a weird time. Like in the mornings, it's freezing. And then by the end of the afternoon, it's like it's 85 out. So we're very vulnerable right now into like getting sick or getting some kind of little sinus infection. Like I was feeling that a few days ago. Like I was messaging you. I was like, no, I'm like not feeling it. So
like I literally threw up at work yesterday. So.
Oh my gosh. You're like, peace.
I threw up on the way to work and I was like, I'm still gonna go. I'm gonna be fine. And then I threw up at work and then I got sent home. They sent me home.
Oh my
they
gosh.
Saw me throw up and they were like, go home. And I was like, okay.
Did you make it to the bathroom or?
No, I was throwing them in a trash can in my classroom. Did not make it. But no students were there yet, thank God.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely that kind of thing right now. It's so crazy, and it could also be the weather change too. Like last week, I feel like I was having a huge flare up with my limes. It was wild. Like I felt like I couldn't even walk. Yeah, I was like, something is not okay. But now it's fine. Now everything's good. But that's it. Also, like for me, like, and that's one thing. Like I realized that I love mentally unstable people, because like, you know what helps me through all this whenever I'm feeling some kind of way is literally like Trisha Paytas, HRH Collection, Alex, like all these psycho people, like Brittany Broski, like they get me through it, because I'm just like, okay, this is good, this is fine. Like I love, you know, their energy, so that is what gets me through this.
This is why we get along so well.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because we're both fucked up.
Right. And I feel like if people, like, people are like, oh, absolutely. Like, you know, they could totally see it. Like, both of us could easily be just like Brittany Broski and Trisha Paytas and all of them combined, like, easily. But we're professionals.
I don't like being a professional anymore. I know. Move around for a living.
Yeah. No, same. I was, like, threatening everyone. I'm like, I will leave this country and just go to an island and live, and that's it. So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But also, oh my God, talking about island, fuck Leonardo DiCaprio.
Why?
Right. And I knew, and I put this on our, I put this on our notes. He really just pissed me off recently. So number one, this man is disgusting because he will only be with women until they're like 23 or 24.
No, it's 28.
Okay, whatever. 28. And then throw them in the dumpster. That is disgusting.
It's weird. Yeah. It's
you
weird.
Are disgusting. This man is now old, not okay. And he's over here throwing these gorgeous 28-year-olds to the trash. That, like, it's disgusting.
He's like not even that cute anymore either. Like,
no, he looks crazy now. He looks insane. So that's why I was like, fuck
look
you.
Him up.
Yeah, look him up. Fuck you, Leonardo DiCaprio. And then imagine if I get a cease and desist from him.
Oh my God, he's 48. Ew. Oh my God, he's gonna be 49.
He looks way older than that. So another thing that he does is that he's all about the environment and saving the world and all that, which is great. Love that.
Great. Love that.
This man will tell us not to board a domestic flight, but he will go on his private planes, and he was on his private yacht on an island using so much more carbon, whatever.
Like Taylor Swift, her private jet ruins the fucking climate, but right. At least she's not fucking bragging about being like a climate change activist.
Thank
you.
You
know what I mean?
Thank you. And that's like, all. That's all I'm about.
It's hypocritical. It's hypocritical. It like, I don't care what you do. Obviously, it's bad for the environment, but like, whatever. But like,
right?
Don't be a hypocrite.
That's my whole thing about, like, don't tell me that I can't go on a domestic flight, but you are gonna go on your yacht and your. Whatever, private plane. Yeah. I don't care about that. If you want to go on your private plane and yacht, go ahead. We need to live our lives at the same time. Like, we, you know, yes, we want to save the world, but, you know, also, like, have fun. But don't throw that down our throats and then, over, like, your photos are getting taken from the paparazzi and you're on a yacht. Like, it makes no sense. So, case closed. And that's why I'm really just like, this man is on thin motherfucking ice with me. And that's
it.
And it was so random. I just saw about it the other day and I was like, wow, this man is garbage for this.
Garbage. Hot garbage.
And now we're here. So
yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Wait, you ran. Are we gonna talk about the Devils game?
Yeah, I ran into my old coworker at the Devils game.
Okay. Oh, your old coworker.
From my old school. And I had a weird feeling like that he was going to be there. I just had a feeling that he was going to be there. And then I ran into him and I was like, hi. but I was at the game because my friend's band was playing.
Ooh.
And like they do this thing at like the Thursday games where it's like New Jersey Spotlight, and like every week a band from New Jersey gets to play at the stadium. I mean, at the or whatever it's the arena, Prudential Center. And it was really fun. It was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool. There were a lot of people who came to watch them play. It was great. It was really good. Mm-hmm. But my friend who's in the band is dating. So like I know him because he works at the bar that I really like in Jersey City. And my friend, one of my really good friends who I've been friends with. Have you met my friend Kay?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So she
looks familiar.
Yeah, she now lives in Jersey City, but we met before we both lived here, obviously. And she also likes to go to this bar. Mm-hmm. And I set her up with him, and now they're dating. So we went to the thing together.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah. I set up two couples this year, so I'm like really proud of myself.
Wow,
like,
that's good.
Woman.
Yeah, I love that. And it's always good, like especially like if you know those people and you could definitely see them together. It's like try it.
Yeah, I set up Neil's friend Phil and his girlfriend Kelly also.
Okay.
So I'm just like really the best.
Yeah, you are. What do they call those people? Matchmakers. Matchmaker. You are a matchmaker. We are not okay.
No.
Oh my gosh.
It's fine.
And then I think I'm gonna keep my last thing for next week's episode because it's so cringy. It's
we
so
just keep
cringy.
It
yeah,
it's
no,
fine.
Literally,
we
I keep pushing it back. It's
fine. Oh, George, here's your formal invitation to Football Sunday next week.
Oh,
come over. We half watch the games and we just eat a lot of food.
Okay. Wait, what day is that?
On Sunday.
The 22nd. Oh, yeah. I think I could actually make it.
Come over. Is Ryan working? Bring Ryan.
I'll text her.
All right, cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that'll be fun. Oh, my God. I've wanted to watch football with people, so, like, this is actually going to be fun.
Yes. I'm really excited. Neil and I do this thing where we bet and we see like who's gonna win. We like,
okay.
And I got these little football helmets to set it up this time. And instead of like writing the names, I'm gonna turn them into magnets.
Oh, I love that.
And then because our front door is magnetic, and that's where I've been sticking the chart that we make every week.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And so I'm going to...
Oh, so it's going to be like the whole field and you're going to place like what's
No. It's just like a chart based on like who, like your name and then who you think is going to win. But look,
got
aren't these
it.
So cute?
Oh, I love them.
Aren't
and they already
so
have
cute?
They already have magnets on it or no?
No, I have to put the magnets on them.
Oh, okay. But I love that.
I'm really excited about it.
All right.
They're so
cute. I'll confirm it with you.
Yeah.
As soon as possible, but I'm 99% sure. Yes.
Yeah.
What
I won.
Time?
Neil won the first week. The game started at 1.
Oh, okay, good. So, yeah, because I get the Sunday scaries, so I don't want to be there like too late. So that's fine.
Just come and watch like the first round of games.
Oh my gosh.
Five.
Okay, I'm coming. Yes.
You have to come for the whole thing. Yeah. We're just kind of trying to start the tradition. Like the first week, my coworker came over. One of my old coworkers came over. Last week it was just us. This week it'll be you, hopefully. And then we're trying to get our some other friends who live in Jersey City to come over and watch.
Okay, perfect.
I did invite actually my friend Kay and her boyfriend Danny, who I was just talking about earlier.
Okay. All right. Cool.
We'll see.
All right. I'm excited.
Yeah, it'll be fun. All right. And also, you guys at home, you can come too. No,
yeah. I mean, we'll do a paid live stream. You could pay
live stream. Yeah.
Wait, I just posted. Like,
we'll make something vegan for you.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, I'll make hummus.
Okay. And I'll also bring something too. Right. I don't know what yet, but I'll bring
something. Yeah, that's what we kind of do. We make food, people bring it's great.
Yeah. It's like a, like a potluck thing. Like everyone's spring. Yeah, perfect.
Yes.
I'm excited.
It's
going to
be really fun this year. I'm excited for football Sundays. Yay. We're not doing one the weekend after, though. We're skipping because we're going to go tailgate the game. But we're not going to the game. We're just going to go tailgate with our friends who are going to the game.
That is always fun. I used to do that with Rutgers games. I used I never played. Did you know
I've never been to a Rutgers game?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
I went there.
Yeah, right? Well, I guess it's like I always would just tailgate. I would rarely go to the game.
Yeah.
But it's all fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we get into like our reality TV, I do want to do my goalie commercial since I have my goalie gummies with me. Or they're not goalie gummies. So today I am trying because I am going to the gym right after this. It's the goalie bites. This one is for energy. So it's 25 calories per serving. And this gives you so much energy. I'm obsessed with it. It's completely natural, 100%, and there's benefits in every bite. It's gluten-free, no artificial colors, vegan, has a delicious taste, and no added preservatives. I am obsessed with this. And they have other ones for sleep and for calmness. And they also have a multi-gummy one, and they have a multi-chew. So this is a chew, so it's like a chocolate. I'm obsessed with it, guys. Everyone needs to go out and get it. And right now, I think it's 30% off on their store if you use my code GSTILLWELL at checkout. And that was the commercial. That was good on the spot. Oh, my God.
It was really good. I love it.
Thank you.
What's in that stuff? Let me know. What are the ingredients?
Wait, I'm like, okay, palm oil, cocoa preserved, processed, natural flavors, salt, vegetable something. I don't know what that is.
What's the active ingredient? What makes you energy? What gives you the energy?
Baking soda.
Yep, gotta get my daily baking soda in.
There's baking soda, soy.
It's vegan.
Calcium. Yes, it is vegan. Chocolate coating.
Palm. Are they gummies?
No, so these are, it's a chocolate. Listen, not I don't even know.
Goalie.
Oh, here. It's vitamin B6, B9, and B12.
Oh, it's a complex.
Caffeine is also in it. And Gattuna extract.
I am tuna extract.
No, Gattuna extract. I don't know what that is.
Listen, I'm all about taking my vitamins in gummy form. I love a good collagen gummy.
Me too.
Where are
me
my
too.
Gummy worms? Actually, I should start taking those because I'm sad and they're for happiness.
Yeah. Also, well, I do take supplements too, like not gummy form, but like magnesium is really good for depression.
Oh yeah, I take magnesium and it's also good for sleep and a good bowel movement. So I take it before bed.
Everything. Yeah. So
I have a little cocktail I take before bed so I can get the best sleep possible.
Oh,
it's half a weed gummy.
Okay, yes.
A magnesium capsule.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm really feeling crazy, a Benadryl.
I love that. I literally take so much at night.
Neil does too. Neil takes a quarter of a weed gummy because he can't handle a half.
Okay.
Sorry, babe. No offense to Neil.
Well, that's fine.
A melatonin, a magnesium, and a Benadryl.
Oh, my God.
He fries his brain because he gets restless legs. He gets restless legs.
Damn. Yeah, so he needs that.
He needs that shit.
And
this little boy can just sleep all day no matter when. I'm jealous because I hate work. Neil said that once he starts making like $200,000, I can quit my job and I don't have to work anymore.
Oh, my God. Get a man that is just like that. That is incredible.
I don't want to work.
No, same. No, I feel the same way. I'm always like, how do I win the lottery?
Google search how to win lottery. Stop it.
Do you
Stop
know
it.
This man?
No, I've never seen him before in my life.
I just saw my ID from high school, guys. This is wild. Okay, let's get into what is it? Reality TV. We have a few things. So
there's not a lot going on this week. Just because I feel like not a lot of shows are airing. Oh my yes. God. Okay, the first thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
F-Boy Island.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, okay. I am gonna watch this season. Thank but God. I did not watch the first episode.
So the first two episodes dropped.
Okay. Oh. Wait. Max? It's on Max?
No.
Oh, that's right. It's on cable.
The CW.
Yes.
Please.
Okay.
Please don't talk about that.
I'm making a note.
Killed my dreams.
Okay.
All right.
So how was it?
So I watched it. We are loving it so far. I think it's gonna be a little bit different. There are 21 contestants, but they're bringing in three more next episode, and one of them is confirmed to be a contestant from last season.
Oh,
who lost? Like, he didn't get picked. But
okay, so how do you feel about that? Because some people hate that.
They do it all the time on F-Boy Island, especially. Like, first season, there was Casey and Garrett, and they brought Casey back the next season.
Okay, so it's common.
And Casey said he was not going to come back anymore. He doesn't want to do it anymore. But they brought back somebody from second season for this season, one confirmed. But she did say in the promo, "Welcome back, boys." So that leads me to believe that another person was back that's coming back. But also I forgot to say, from season 1 to 2, Peter also came back. But anyway, yeah, I'm really excited. There's going to be less guys this season. Last season, they had a lot. And the thing I'm really upset about right now, actually, is that there is no Limbro or Nice Guy Grotto. So if once you were eliminated, if you were an F-boy, okay, when you get eliminated, when a girl eliminates you, you have to reveal if you came to the island as a nice guy or an F-boy, right?
Okay, got it.
So if you are an F-boy, you used to get sent to Limbro, where it was like they made you sleep outside.
Oh my gosh, I could never.
I don't think they actually slept outside. They just had to make it seem like that. And then the nice guys got sent to Nice Guy Grotto, where they were just shown like making smoothies together, like hanging out, getting spa treatments. But she said that if you get eliminated, you have to go home.
Yeah.
I don't know, because that's not how it usually was. And then they always bring all the guys back for like an episode at the end. And the girls with their two choices get to like ask the other guys questions.
Oh, okay. So wait, have you ever watched The Traitors or no?
No.
Oh, so it's almost giving that, but you're like, we're on an island. But
yeah.
With the traitors, you have to say once you're eliminated if you're a traitor or not. Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. So that's similar. Yeah. But I don't know. I think it's gonna be a good season. There's twins as contestants, like identical twins are contestants.
Ooh, that's cool.
I feel like one of them is gonna be a nice guy and one of them is gonna be an F-boy. But
okay.
Yeah, but I make like a Google Doc. And I make my guesses and I like track the eliminations and like I get real into it. I'm crazy.
You're like, I have spreadsheets and I have everything for this.
Yes, I do.
No, that's good though.
It gave me purpose actually, which is good. Now yeah. I just need Neil to propose to me so I have a wedding to plan and I have a purpose. I have a reason to be here. This is my why.
Yeah, this is right. Welcome to our TED Talk.
Yeah.
Also, another like show that people like or I could recommend is House of Villains. It's on E.
Oh my God, Jax is on
yes,
it.
Yes, Jax is on it. Omarosa from The Apprentice is on it, and she was Trump's.
Yeah, Omarosa. Yeah.
Which he was always crazy because I used to love watching The Apprentice. She was wild, and then people from Love Is Blind is on there. People from like The Challenge, Survivor.
Who from Love Is Blind is on there? Wait, let me look this up.
That one guy that was really rude to the women, like asking. Shake? Yes, yeah.
I hate him. I hate him so much.
I've never watched Love Is Blind. My mom did. I remember seeing the show, but wait,
is Joel McHale the host of House of Villains?
Yes. Yes.
I love him.
Yes.
And he's then on also, from my favorite show community. I love it.
Tiffany Pollard, or Tiffany New York is on it. Also, she's crazy. So we have a bunch of villains from the show. And then Jax from Vanderpump Rules, of course.
Oh, we love Jax.
Someone from The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Corinne Olympios from The Bachelor 21.
Yes. And then also, I think one from like 90 Day Fiance or something.
90 Day Fiance for Anif Anfisa Arkhipchenko.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a big cast and it's really good, actually. I do recommend everybody watch it. I loved it.
Yeah, when did it come on?
So there was only been one episode you missed. It comes up on Thursdays.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you are watching this podcast on Friday, you did miss two episodes. But
oh, all right. Well, it's fine.
It's fine. So yeah, that's my little honorary mention of that show. I thought it was really good. But and then Sandoval is on Special Forces. I've not watched it yet, but I am gonna watch it. It's on my list. Yeah.
So there's a clip.
Wait, also
of him.
Him
like one of the people on Special Forces was like, "You created this. You created this for yourself. Like you did this." And he's like crying and like, "Like fuck you, Tom."
Trash.
Oh my God. Please. And wait, what is the thing I sent you? Oh, and then this E! News headline. Vanderpump Rules, Tom Sandoval still doesn't understand why his affair was such a big deal.
Right. And it's just
like, and I read the article and he's like, everyone's calling me a narcissist. Like you are a narcissist.
Right. Yeah.
You suck.
But also, like, we can't forget the narcissists. They don't realize they're narcissists.
They don't. They really don't. So, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah. How wild. But yeah, I am going to watch it. There's actually a good cast for this one. So I do want to definitely watch it.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Yeah.
And the last was so funny. You sent me this with the Scott and Chloe.
Oh my God.
So we were like, Gracie and I agreed that we think these people do sleep with each other, like each other's, what's it called? Boyfriends. Yeah, they're definitely sharing. But yeah, Kris Jenner was like saying, I definitely think Scott has a crush on Chloe. And she said that. And I was like, ew. Like, what? It's just so cringy to me. But I love that family. It's whatever. But I'm just like, I laugh. So.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. I know, like you said, it's so sad. There's like no shows coming out. Nothing's really out. Like, I mean, there is. We have like Housewives coming out. Housewives of Potomac is coming. Housewives of Beverly Hills and the Housewives of Miami. They're all coming back. So that's exciting. But other than that, there's really no shows out. Oh, Chucky's also out, and that's on Peacock the day after. It's very gory. I am going to say that. So if you do want to watch it, please know that there is literally blood in every single second of that.
I will not be tuning in.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's heavy. And that's
it. I will not be tuning in. Yeah. What else is that's it? That's really new.
That's
I think.
It. Yeah. Pop culture. But
that brings me to this. Okay. Pop culture. SAG-AFTRA is still striking.
Wait, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was all over. The thing is
that I saw this from like a reputable source on Instagram who's like involved with SAG, like, you know, whatever. They said that the studios and these companies, they know that usually writers will start 6 weeks before actors are needed on set. And they know that, and that's why they're stalling with negotiations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they are, and but I don't think SAG-AFTRA is going to back down at all. They're not. Wow. But the studios are stalling because they know that they can. Because,
yeah,
you know what I mean? They just know they can.
Yeah. And also, like, it's just disgusting because these people make so much money. Like, here we are once again, saying the same bullshit. Like, these people make so much money. And, like, it just kills me. And they do nothing. Meanwhile, the brains behind all these shows and all these productions are the ones that make, you know, they may make money, but like they don't make as much as what like these big time CEOs make. And those CEOs do shit. They do nothing.
I know.
And that's it. That's all I have to say about that. It's just so crazy. But oh my God, I didn't even know. I thought it was over.
The writer's strike is over, but the SAG, they know that they can stall because, you know, like writers start back and then the actors aren't needed in for like 6 weeks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not right. And I don't like it, but yeah.
So they were like plotting this kind of.
Definitely. For sure.
Wow.
All right. SNL returned.
Yeah,
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I saw clips.
Okay, so I really like, I feel like the three that stood out to me were just two. I'm Just Pete, the clip of Pete doing the like 10.
I did. That was really good.
And then I really like, because I always love the Please Don't Destroy digital short was really, really good too.
Okay.
Where they were pretending that like they claimed that when they were kids, they were Def Jam comics.
I didn't see that.
Oh, it was so funny. It was really fucking funny. They're really good. I really am a big fan of them.
Yeah.
So,
the other ones I did see and I loved. They were good.
And then Travis Kelce made an appearance. And I was like, holy shit. And then Taylor introduced Ice Spice's second song. And I was like, So our update on them now, they went to the SNL after party, were really handsy. There's a photo of like her red lipstick being smudged and then there being red in his like mustache.
Yes.
Like they were making out. There's a video of them like swaying together, like all hands on deck.
I saw that.
And I'm just obsessed. And there's a rumor. Well, then they went out the second night again, whatever. Then there's a rumor that she is buying a house in Kansas City.
Oh my God. I think that's too soon, but like go off. But you know what? Also, like, she's in her 30s, and I know that hits different for a lot of people. Like, my friends who are, like, in their 30s, like, when they, like, started dating, like, someone new, they were, like, getting almost engaged immediately, and, like, everything was happening so fast because I guess everyone gets nervous. So I guess I could see that happening. But, yeah, no, this seems so, like, legit, and they really are, like, obsessed with each other.
Yeah, no, and, like, they've technically been, this has been going on since July. Like, we don't know, like, I doubt in, like, any, like, public capacity.
Right.
But in, like, private, it's been going on since July. And I really love that. So,
yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, no, I'm rooting for them.
I think this is endgame for her.
She
allegedly, bought a box at Arrowhead Stadium. So she's going to be at all his games.
Got it. Wow. Yeah. Like, imagine having that much money where you're like, I'm just going to buy the box, buy the house in Kansas City, call it a day.
No, and that's what Neil said, too. He was like, it's probably just easier for her to buy something than rent it. Like, money doesn't really mean anything to her.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
a billionaire.
Yeah. No, literally. She, like, does not, like, it's not a care for her at all.
And good for her. We love it. Taylor Swift net worth. Let's see.
Yeah, that's fine. It might be a little lower right now, but because it hasn't been reflected on her new tour.
As of June 2023, $740 million.
Oh my gosh. This freaking woman.
Almost a billionaire.
Yeah.
Almost a billionaire.
Wow. Good for her.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Okay, next is Natalie Holloway.
Wait, no more thoughts on Taylor and Travis?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's kind of it right now. Yeah, like, I'm happy for them. And I did see the clips of them, like, kind of going to that. And then allegedly, so this was a little weird to me, but it's just me, like, getting in my own head. The security guard, like, he told the security guard, like, to go home, and he's got this. And I was like, oh, okay.
He did? I didn't see that.
Allegedly, that's what happened. Like, that's the word on the street. But I was like, okay. And then, like, something in me was like, what if he murders her? Like, I don't know. Because, like, you know, you know, football players are a little crazy. But it's fine.
George, he's a little too dumb to be crazy.
Oh, okay. Allegedly. He is. Allegedly. I don't know him like that. So I'll have to, like, look more into him. But, yeah.
You know what? Neither of them have a college degree.
Okay. There we go. No, stop. I'm joking. But yeah, so that's it. I stand them, though, of course. I really do stand them.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
All right. Natalie Holloway.
Okay. So she was murdered.
Yeah, and it just...
Oh, yeah, this is very new. So this was an old case. I didn't know it was even still, like, open, technically. I thought the case was, like, kind of, like...
Done. Yeah.
Now this man is coming forward saying that he did, in fact, kill her, and he was exploiting her mother.
Extorting, yeah.
Oh, my... That is so crazy. But it's been like 10 years, right? Or longer.
Almost 20 years. 18
oh
years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
If I'm ever murdered and my murderer is not captured, I'm really going to be pissed off. I'm going to be...
come back from the dead.
No, literally haunt everybody, because I'm like, this is not okay.
Yeah, it's not.
So... it's disgusting.
Avenge my death, bitch.
Yeah, literally. So we're thinking of the family. Hopefully this is some kind of closure for them.
Yeah, you definitely. Know. I really hope so. Because
really
that's
sad.
Sucked.
It is. It does suck.
Yeah.
All right. Brittany and Justin. So
oh my God. Who's Brittany? Reading her memoir? Because I'm ready to do it.
I am ready. Her memoir is coming out, I think, next Friday. And so you have the people that, what are they called? I forgot what they're called. They're like people that get a first look. I guess it's honestly like bloggers and stuff like that. They get a first look at the book. So a lot has been coming out. And one of those things is that Britney Spears had an abortion with Justin Timberlake's baby.
And she did not want the abortion, but he made her do it.
Yes. So she, and now I will say this, because I guess in the book she said like it was fine. Oh, can you hear me or no?
You were frozen for a second.
Oh, but now I'm okay.
Yeah. But I said, yeah. And he made her do it. So they got pregnant. She had an abortion and he made her.
Disgusting.
I don't think she wanted to do it, but she
did.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also, he was cheating on her with somebody. So we're going to try and guess who.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right. What's your first guess?
Okay. My first guess immediately was Christina Aguilera.
Oh, my God. That was going to be mine, too.
Really? Okay. Only because they kind of have, like, this little beef. And the three of them have known each other since they were children. So
yeah, in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah. So I feel like it's that kind of thing where it's like they know each other. So I, you know, I feel like something happened there, because with them not being not even being friendly, there had to be something that happened. So that was my guess. And that was yours too, you said? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Because I don't know who else it could possibly be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, let's see.
I know. I'm trying to think who was, like, it was the 90s, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who was, like, hot.
Paris Hilton?
I'm going to say no.
No? Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think it would be Paris Hilton.
She's too good.
And because they're friends.
No, but I know.
So it I don't think it could. I mean, whatever. Like, life goes on, right? Let me see. Trying to think celebrities in the 90s. I'm looking it up. Okay.
I just did too.
Alanis Morissette.
But we know that Justin Timberlake is a cheater because he has cheated on Jessica Biel.
Yes, that's right. When they were making the movie, right? He was making some movie.
Yes. I think he was
okay.
He's a cheater.
He's another person that really grinds my gears because there's something up with him. I don't know.
I know. There really is.
Wow.
All
I see is like Uma Thurman, Michelle Pfeiffer.
It says Nicole Appleton, who's not famous anymore.
Okay. That's who he cheated on with, or no?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. Really don't know. I guess we'll have to see. Maybe she name drops it in the book and we have to read.
Oh hey. My gosh. Breaking news.
What? What?
The United States Capitol has been taken over inside and out.
What?
I don't know. By protesters.
Where?
That's what I just saw.
Where are you seeing this?
X. I'm like, so I don't know if this is real.
Send me the link.
I'm gonna,
You mean Twitter?
Yeah, X, Twitter.
I refuse to call it X.
Okay. Oh my god. Who is this? Okay, I'll send it to you.
Send me the link. I need to see this.
Wait, why is this so crazy? Okay. Let me send it to you. Yeah, as I was looking up like models in the 90s, that popped up. All right, I'm tagging you now. So anyway, yes.
Yeah, tagging
so,
me where? Where are you sending it to?
Twitter. Sorry, whatever.
I didn't get it. Are you still Guy Gaga? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Are you still Guy Gaga on Twitter?
No, I'm I mean, yes, I am. That's my that's my side one. TBT.
Because I sent you something.
And oh, you like I like never go on it. The only time I do go on it. Wait, let me see. When did you send me something?
Holy shit. The United States Capitol has been taken over inside and outside by pro-Palestinian protesters.
This is the second time in history where the Capitol has been overrun and we are living to see the day. Like, this is so crazy. Why is the world wild? Oh my god. Like, I can't anymore. I really
You know what? These people are peacefully protesting.
Okay.
And the insurrectionists were not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just so crazy. I'm exhausted.
Clearly getting treated worse. This is crazy.
They're getting treated worse.
We get off work tomorrow?
This is so, right. Can we please? all right, but anyway, back to Brittany and Justin. So yeah, there's a lot unfolding right now, but like once the memoir comes out, I think we'll hear more. It's just so crazy with everything coming out. I always knew he was like, I don't know.
Neil said it's just the protest. Didn't storm or take anything by force. Sorry.
Okay.
No, but yeah, I don't like him. I'm not a fan. Never have been. Yeah. Never.
Yeah. Wait, who's Sophia Bush?
Okay, Sophia Bush is from One Tree Hill.
Oh, okay.
And she got divorced from her husband of 13 months.
Oh.
And now she's dating a woman. And you know what? I love this for her. It suits her. There's an episode of this anthology TV show that I like where she does play a lesbian and she's really good at it. So it makes sense.
It makes sense. I guess it was true.
Yeah, I love that for her. I'm really happy. Michael, stop screaming.
And the girlfriend looks really good looking. So
yeah, they're cute. They're going to be cute. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
I'm not a big fan of this next topic. Jada and Will Smith.
I hate Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm sorry. I
fucking hate her.
Honestly, I don't like her.
She is exhausting. She gives me anxiety. Anything she says, I'm like, shut up. Like, don't tell people. And then she's saying stuff about Tupac. Like, Tupac is dead. Like, do not put words in people's mouth that can't
I know.
Like, defend themselves. Like, it's so crazy to me. But that's her. That's what the fuck she does. She is not okay. She is not okay. So
yeah, she's not.
So much was happening. They said they've been divorced for 7 years or separated for 7 years.
Yeah. Still living together? I don't know. I think that he deserves better. I don't like her. I think she's weird.
Yeah, I think she destroyed him because he's also now like not okay. Like, I don't know.
No one's okay.
No, no one's okay. But I'm like, he's not okay. I'm like, you're not okay, George.
I know. No, I know.
But you know what I'm saying. Like, it's so crazy to me. And then like she's like going off on her daughter. Not going off. Oh my gosh. Like just talking about like her daughter and like stuff. And I'm like, stop it. Like just talk about your little book that you have out and keep it going.
Yeah.
So and then like the red table.
Leave it alone. Yeah.
Red table talk is coming out, I guess, allegedly again next year.
I thought it got canceled.
It got canceled by Facebook, but now I don't know. They might just be doing their own little thing. Probably like YouTube. I don't know.
Nobody cares.
No, literally, I don't care. So
yeah, I don't. I'm not tuning in. Don't care.
No, don't care. And that case is closed.
Whatever. All right. Khloé Bridges and Adam Devine just announced they're pregnant with their baby and their first baby. We're really excited for them.
Love them. They're so cute together.
I know. I love them. I'm so excited. I'm a big fan. They're so cute. Oh, I can't wait.
Wait, are they married?
They are. Yeah, they got married last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And this last one, George and I actually DM'd each other the same thing at pretty much the same time. R.I.P. Yes, Suzanne Summers.
Oh.
Absolute legend.
Yes.
Our thoughts go out to her family during this time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She was a Hollywood icon, gorgeous always, even at her late age. Love her, and she will be missed. My mom was always obsessed with her. That's all she talked about was always Suzanne. Just loved. So yeah, it's really sad. And she had like cancer for like 26 years.
Yeah, she had bad cancer.
Wow, I did not know that she lived with that all these years. So. Yeah. We're thinking of the family. Rest in peace. She was an icon and we'll never forget her.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. How long have we been going, George?
At least almost 45 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah, because we started at 5:55. So 50 minutes. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. So we got to start like, I don't know. We need to do something more, I think.
Yeah.
What about if we each read a monologue every week? No, I'm just kidding.
we get our favorite scripts and just start reading them off. Yeah, I would love that.
Live adaptation.
We'll both like critique our acting skills.
Yeah.
And honestly, like my hyperfixation has been nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't know what's going on.
I've been really into reading.
Okay, that's so good.
But yeah, that's really it because you know, I've been really sad.
Yeah, I've been in a funk too. It's definitely because of the weather change, like the change of season for me. I always get that way for like for a hot second. So that's why like I make sure I do things that are like fun. So like I always like want to do like fun things. So that's what gets me through it.
Yeah.
So but yeah, that's it. I'm trying to think what else was. Oh, yes, that's right. For the reading, I also, okay, this winter, I am going to get into read. I want to read at least 3 books.
Do you want to join our book club?
I know. I was thinking about it because you posted a few days ago about the book club. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should do it. What day is it?
Thursdays. We meet on like once a month.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Because actually
the book we're reading is about the FBI.
Ooh. It'll hold me accountable to like a book club. So that's why I would love that.
But there's like a few of us who are kind of just reading this one too. It's huge. I was like, why is this book so fucking big?
It's a textbook.
Why is it so big? And it's not even like it's large print, like it's regular. Like,
oh, it's matte. Yeah. Wow. That is huge. And do you guys have like a week to read it? Like, what's up?
No, like a month.
Oh, a month. Oh, that's fine then. Okay. Okay.
You can read like, let's say it's like, so you have 30 days. Let's say it's like a 400 page book. You read like 17 pages a day.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. I thought it was like a week. I'm like, oh, okay.
No. Because
sometimes I'll like read 3 pages of a book and be like, I need to put this down.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Did you park? Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God, he has the Popeyes. There it is. Bag has been secured. I will say, like, I'm vegan, of course, but like the smell of Popeyes hits so much different.
Oh,
like,
it's so good.
It's delicious. So. All right. Well, you go enjoy your Popeyes.
I'm going to tear it up.
Tear it up. And we will be back next week.
Next week. We're going to do one every week. We're going to do it.
Yeah. We're going to do every week. You know what happened? When there's like absolutely nothing, we're like, why are we going to film?
Why?
Like,
I know.
Because we want it to be long. We've been loving the long episode.
Yeah. We've been getting a lot of positive feedback on the long.
People have been loving, or viewers have been loving the long episodes. And I'm like, really? I thought you guys would have hated like a long episode, but they love it. So that's it. So thank you everyone for tuning in this week. Gracie, I will see you Sunday.
See you Sunday.
All right. Bye. Good night.